This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
So Stugatz, before the microphones went on, shouts at Mike, and this is the kind of show prep that he does.
Yeah.
It's the only show prep that he does. He just yells at Mike, is there a football game tonight? Mike nods his head, yes. Stugatz throws a fist in the air. In a weird way, because I don't know how or why there's a football game tonight.
This game probably is going to be all sorts of terrible.
Crazy.
Because of all the injuries, and not just because it's a short week. These teams are banged up or affected by COVID. I mean, it is just lining up to be a really bad game.
But number 12 is playing.
Number 12 is basically the only one playing.
So the 49ers closed their facility yesterday, did they not? They closed up shop?
There have been no new positives today, which means TNF.
So, Stugatz, I want to know why it is, and this was a weird thing to see you do yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You were waddling around, and you were just sort of dispensing in the direction, just sort of ladling over to me and Mike Ryan. Can I get some credit around here? Can I start to get some credit around here?
Yeah, I said that. Well, there's been a couple of things I've said recently. You guys laughed me out of the room. I understand my role in the show. I do. I know that very few, if any, take me seriously, and you shouldn't, and I'm fine with that. But occasionally I say some stuff. You ask me my opinion. I say some stuff, and I get it right. Now, we never revisit those. We only revisit the times I get it wrong.
We never revisit that, and yet we have imaging that sounds like it's dropping down from heaven every last time. We're surprised about whether you get it close to right.
Hey, Stugatz was right? Holy Stugatz was right.
I feel like I have better access to that complaint than you do. Nobody wants me to be right, so no one celebrates when I'm right.
So we had a couple of things that have happened recently with the Dolphins. When you asked me, why are they going to start 2-1 now off the bye week, Fitzpatrick playing well, and I said it's because they have Houston's pick. Houston's really bad, and if Tua's not very good over the 10 games that he plays, perhaps the Dolphins would look at Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields. Adam Schefter, he lent a voice to my opinion, and there was an actual report that came out that said that's exactly why the Dolphins
Whoa. Well, it was one of the factors considered. It's not exactly why they did it.
That's good enough.
It was one of the factors considered in making the move. It's not the same as the only reason they did this is because the Texans' picks are theirs.
And while he certainly has his own agenda, Brian Flores has dismissed that story.
Oh, well, of course he has. I mean, he's going to say, yeah, we want to see if Tua stinks or not so we can take Trevor Lawrence in the draft next year.
Or you could take a denial on its surface.
I guess you could.
Well, it's just amazing to me, and I've told you, my mother has said this since I was a little kid, that every thief thinks everyone else is a thief. So, of course, Stugatz would think everyone else is lying, no matter what it is they say. It's also another way that you get to always be right if you accuse the person with information different than yours of being a liar.
Yeah. Well, the other situation was I keep trying to tell people. Now, I am friendly with Adam Gase. I have not spoken to him in months. But Joe Douglas spoke this week, and everyone's assuming that Adam Gase is going to get fired. And I've explained to people that Mike Maccagnan hired, the former Jets GM, hired Adam Gase. Gase came in there and got the guy who hired him fired, Mike Maccagnan, and replaced him with his own guy, Joe Douglas. Joe Douglas has that job because of Adam Gase. Joe Douglas said, even as poorly as they have played, and I'm not certain any team has ever played worse, okay? But Joe Douglas said Adam Gase is a brilliant offensive mind, and this is not all on Adam Gase, which suggests to me, as I've said, that Joe Douglas, they might get fired together, but Joe Douglas, in my opinion, will not be the guy firing Adam Gase. And I think Gase is going to have another season. That's all.
Well, I think they get fired together. with all due respect, I don't think it's Joe Douglas's call. They have an ambiguous ownership structure, so maybe they survived the season. If they weren't going to fire him after that Dolphins game, you may be right. They're not going to get fired during the course of this season, but that's okay. No one's going to be looking at that franchise and saying, we got to keep Joe Douglas. It's a pretty spectacular failure across the board there.
I think this has been the plan, not to be this bad, but to be really bad. I think this has been the plan all along, and I think they'll sit up there and they'll eat it and they'll take it for a season. I think Joe Douglas will get an extra season because he is putting his players in. He's only had one offseason, and I think he'll take Gase along for that ride. So I think they have one more season together to try to get it done. And I think that they wanted to purge themselves of everything that Mike Maccagnan did, and that's what they're doing right now.
If I had to bet on what the Jets are going to do is make them to eat it for the rest of this season and then allow somebody else to decide what their future looks like. If I had to guess what's going to happen there in terms of what seems most probable, it's that the owner will allow them, because there's no point in getting someone else to preside over this mess and suffer over this mess. Just keep those guys in there losing, get the draft pick, but don't entrust the draft pick to them.
Yeah.
I guess the argument for it is to get a head start on your head coaching search, but if you don't have plans for the GM, why would you put that GM in charge of it?
I think the GM will make that pick along with Adam Gase, and that pick's going to be a quarterback. That's just my opinion. I am basing it on nothing other than my gut.
Well, but you want credit, too, though.
I was right.
And you don't care for anybody bringing this up when it doesn't happen, and why would we? We've already spent way too much time on it.
You're right. Well, it's odd that I'm seeking for credit 20 years into this, you know?
Can I get some credit around here is the way that he was phrasing the question.
So you want credit for the Jets not firing Adam Gase next season.
You guys do this thing where you laugh me out of the room, and then you realize, hey, Stugatz was kind of right on that, and now you just make me feel bad about it. It's like, I mean, what are you doing here? Just say, hey, Stu, good job. We appreciate it. Good information.
Stu, good job.
Good information from your
good
gut?
Job.
Yes. Yep.
Good job, Stu.
All right, everybody. Oh, wait a minute. We forgot to start the show the way we were going to start it.
Oh, yeah, that's
we
right,
forgot
man.
To start the show the way we were supposed to.
Man.
There was another.
Sorry, we got bogged down in Jets talk.
There was another question, a better question. It wasn't. It's not Jets talk. Browns. It's Stugatz wanting credit talk.
Yeah.
It's Stugatz wanting credit for being
right. Saw him lash
right
out with
talk.
The Browns. They're 5-3. I don't know if you've heard.
Yeah, I've heard.
Again with this. Again. You guys.
Dad, do you know how bad Mike and I have had it for so long?
Speak
I mean,
for
Dad,
yourself,
40 years, Dan. 40 years. My favorite team has gotten to 3 AFC championship games, maybe 4 AFC championship games. I've never been to a Super Bowl. I dedicate so much time, so much of my fandom to this organization, and they disappoint me every single year.
Mike, this Jets fan over here, us Dolphins and Browns looking pretty good, right?
We're working well.
What's up?
We're eating well. Some better than others. But, I mean, enough with our football team. It's pretty self-involved. What else is going on?
All right. Well, this is what's going on, because the idea that you guys are running around here swaggering, I am going to tell the audience and America that we right here, between Chris Cody's Dolphins, Stugatz's Jets, Mike Ryan's Browns, and Christine Lisi's Bills, are the losingest losers in all of the history of sports radio. Like, that's two damn decades of just feces on the field, huddles soaked in bird poop.
That's two decades of Brady.
It's unbelievable.
We need a Bengals fan.
I mean, honestly, does anyone want to take on the Bengals? Because that is the lowest of the lowest sewage, what we have here in terms of football dumb. I want to get to another story here that was on ESPN.com. I did. D-U-M-B.
Yeah.
I also have been spelling freedom that way lately. Did you see that guy in the shirt who interrupted a press conference yesterday going viral, just screaming about elections being fixed? And the shirt was barbecue, beer, and freedom, which was an interesting
that
order.
Guy.
That's tremendous.
It was an interesting order.
If he was
order.
Wearing any
my type
t-shirt,
of shirt, I'd be disappointed.
Yeah, shirt.
It is. It is. But why was freedom third? Why was freedom even on there? Like, barbecue, which of these things does not fit with the other?
Yeah, but if you have beer and barbecue, it goes without saying you have freedom, Dan. I mean, that's it, you know?
overall, our collective teams, the Dolphins, the Browns, the Bills, and the Jets, are 15-16. And that's quite an impressive tally when Sugats is bringing up the rear with an 0-8.
Hey, keep laughing.
Don Lebatard.
I'm telling you, we are good here. Trust me. I've never let you down.
Stugats.
It's like living a life. Imagine living your life, and every time you take a step, you know you might step on a landmine. That's my life. I'm married to a minefield, and he doesn't know that he's a minefield. It's just like, trust me, Dan, we got this, while cleaning the chocolate out of his teeth with his tongue.
This is the Don Lebatar Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive is proud to honor our veterans by donating cars to move their lives forward, especially in times of need. Learn more about their Keys to Progress program and plans for the 2020 at Keys to Progress program at keystoprogress.com. Guest of the Dan Lebatard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line.
Tony is wondering if we're going to have a complete NFL season this year, and I want to get to him in a second on that. But first, I want to talk to Mike about the approaching sad Thanksgiving, because the holidays have all been kind of altered. It has been a year of tumult and turmoil and crisis, unlike any, never mind just this generation. This is absolutely this generation's crisis, but it is the crisis of America's lifetime. Everything that has happened over the course of the last year. It is, you know, whatever it is people were feeling during Vietnam, like this is that crisis.
Yes, every generation gets remembered for one thing. Maybe 9/11, but this is right up there. This is our generation's greatest obstacle we've ever had to collectively face. And I don't know if you've heard Tony Fauci on the television. I call him Tony because we're basically friends now. I see him every day. He's recommending limiting your Thanksgiving family gatherings, which is obviously sad. Thanksgiving, yep, for many reasons, is many people's favorite. I know I'm speaking for you, Rusty Staub, over there. It's a wonderful holiday, getting together with the family, eating multiple meals, watching football. It's a nice little traditional slice of Americana. But every year, I find myself stuck in a situation that makes it progressively more and more sad. And it's not just because my mom died on it. I know you didn't think that's where it's going. But the most sad Thanksgiving one can have, and it's important backstory, is when your fantasy team is out of it. Mm. When your fantasy team is out of it, and you got the Lions playing in that noon start.
What are you throwing your hands up in the air about, Rusty?
I mean, what am I supposed to laugh there? That was like a nice joke, well executed by Mike.
Dark,
but
no, Mike goes dark on the humor. He offers that his mom dies on Thanksgiving, and then two sentences later, he gets to the important stuff. It's kind of like barbecue beer freedom. It doesn't come in the order you're expecting it.
I think it's important to highlight exactly how terrible of a Thanksgiving this is lining up for me. You know, the 52s fantasy team, they were flying high. A 3-0 start, poised to make their first playoff appearance. It's hard to make it in the league. We get six. Top two teams get a bye week, Dano. But riddled with injuries. First started with Nick Chubb. We could survive that, but then Raheem Mostert.
You're talking really fast, and it's because you've disguised your fantasy take. You've wrapped it in the holiday. You've thrown a lot of food at it. You know I don't like to talk about fantasy, and the least interesting thing in the world is your fantasy
team.
But
again, you should offer me a little bit because, again, my mom died on Thanksgiving. So Raheem Mostert turns his ankle, and then all of a sudden I'm like, I can survive this still. I can plug and play, guys. And then torn ACL for Odell Beckham Jr. and the 52s find themselves floundering, and we're headed towards the worst possible Thanksgiving one can have. All these games, standalone games, no Scott Hansen, no red zone, standalone games with fantasy players and fantasy implications, and your team is shut out of a playoff chase, making them meaningless.
Rare is the Thanksgiving that meets the mood of the year. This year, Dan, you have Texans-Lions at 12:30, followed by Redskins, I'm sorry, the football team, and Dallas.
Now, the 52s, their only healthy running back, Dan, is David Johnson. I have someone actually playing in that slop of a game, Texans-Lions. David Johnson starting running back for me. It would be an important game for me to watch, but not if my team is shut out of a playoff chase, which would make it the saddest Thanksgiving I've ever had. And again, my mom died on it.
What a move by Mike right there. You want to trick Dan into talking about fantasy, just wrap it in some Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Make him think it's a food topic, yep. And boom, all of a sudden we're talking fantasy.
It was some excellent nice. Camouflage.
No,
from
but
him.
You've been there, man. You've had bad fantasy years where you're all excited and jazzed up. You want to get a beer, maybe early turkey, watch the game, and your team is out of it, and it's just, what is the point of this?
I'm sure you can figure out a way to make those games exciting, Mike.
No, because now I'm just thinking about my dead mom.
Chris, I want you to absorb the fact that I experienced the entirety of Mike's bait and switchness there. Of I'm just walking past, this guy who is dancing in a chicken costume in front of the cellular store. He's dancing. He's just dancing. All he's doing is dancing. He's in a chicken costume. And next thing you know, his costume comes off and he just starts throwing knives at me. Like, that's what just happened. I was happy for a second there. There's a guy in a chicken costume. Let's talk about Thanksgiving. But he's hitting me. I'm not allowed to call them. What are the stars that are now thrown?
Jez, I think you can call them ninja stars.
Ninja stars is what I'm allowed to call them?
I think.
But you're with me, right? You're with me.
I'm not with you. I don't care about your fantasy team. And furthermore, I'm not going to get tricked into asking you why they're named the 52s either. I don't care why they named the 52s. I don't care about anything regarding your fantasy
team. It was my AIM screen name. It was Mikey Ryan was obviously taken, and I had to settle in on 51 was taken, but then I landed on 52. So Mikey Ryan 52, and then that just became my ID for like,
aren't you
Yahoo.
Glad you asked, Chris?
Somehow the story got even
less interesting. You know how hard it is to not make me interested in a story involving Thanksgiving?
Also, it's a great
and
number
grief.
Because it looks like, you know how that A-Rod photo of him kissing himself in the mirror? That's what the number 52 represents to me. It always
look, it's Stugatz giving himself some credit around here, laughing uproariously at his own joke. Yes, and grief. I have so many follow-up questions about your mother dying.
So do I. We'll do
it on South Beach Sessions.
It's Stugatz's favorite time of the day.
Don Lebatard.
Stugatz is a liar.
What happened?
Stugatz.
Well, we know this about you. It's not what happened. It's a statement of fact. You're someone who lies so much that you can be correctly identified as a liar. Yes, I don't. Do you even dispute that?
No, I don't. This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
The Dan Lebatard Show is brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Guests on the Dan Lebatard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line starting Monday, November 9th. You can stream our show daily on ESPN Plus. Massive promotion. Also with ESPN Plus, you can stream Greeny, the Max Kellerman Show, and Shanae Golic Jr., and you can also get live sports, exclusive originals, and more. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. As always, you can hear us on ESPN radio stations all across the country, SiriusXM, and the ESPN app.
You can also hear Christine Lisi in all of those places.
And finally, you can take a diving tour of the Titanic wreck for $125,000 beginning May of 2021. Speaking of sinking ships, Dan and Stu, back to you.
Thank you, Christine. I appreciate it. It seems a little mean. We got this big promotion going on to ESPN Plus. Am I allowed to call it a big promotion, Mike?
Yeah, man.
We're not changing. We're not switching. We're just going to be appearing on ESPN Plus beginning on Monday.
Look, let's set out to be the biggest possible show on ESPN Plus, okay? And if we are, I'd rather be number one than number whatever we are right now. It's not important.
I've had younger people, like my nephew, say, thank God, finally, you're on ESPN Plus. I've had older people ask me, how do I access that?
I don't think you've had younger people do that because we've actually lived on the app. We've had a presence on demand since its inception, but now amplified.
I did have people say that to me, actually.
Well, I don't know how young they are.
Well, we established that you're a liar in that rejoin. We asked you.
I admitted to it.
You conceded. Yeah, but we didn't know if you were telling the truth because we never know if you're telling the truth.
And well, they're mistaken because when they say finally you're on ESPN Plus, you could actually find the show on demand whenever you like on that app right now. It's just now the live show's a part of it.
So the thing that I wanted to get into, and I do want to get into Tony's wondering whether or not we're going to complete the NFL season. And I also want to get into Chris Cody asking a question that I hadn't considered before he asked it, which is, how long does a run have to be before you're taking it to the house? Because that can't be, that's not a 9-yard run, right? Like, it's not a 4-yard run. Like, I don't know how long it has to be, but it's got to be a run that is taken to the house from a distance.
I've always operated, it's at minimum a 40-yard run.
40. Yeah. 40. Yeah. You know it right away.
Yep.
40 yards.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I could make the argument, though, that any defensive touchdown is taking it to the house.
Hmm.
Ooh, an interesting addendum you're adding to the constitution of taking it to the house.
I think for interceptions, perhaps you're right. A fumble recovery in the end zone, I don't know if you're taking it
that
to the
house. That
has
not been taken.
It's already
been found
in the house.
It's already in the house.
It's found at the house.
It's on the couch.
It's already there.
That's the calls are coming from
that. They opened the door to the house. They let you in. Exactly. You sat down. Right. It's already there. Yeah.
But I'm
not
with you, Chris. You gave me something to chew on there with the any defensive return, for the most part, is taking it to the house. I'll accept that.
Thank you, Mike. You're also talking way too much the last couple of segments.
Billy's not here. I got to fill the role.
No, you don't, really.
We're good.
You can leave that to me. It's fine.
You got a Billy-sized hole right now in terms of someone that talks way too long.
The other thing that I wanted to laugh about with Stugatz in the audience is, you may have noticed, okay, that we don't exactly fit with the general demeanor of what ESPN Radio's lineup is doing, is putting sports in your face. And Stugatz and I were laughing during the break because I am so tired of hearing Keyshawn Johnson say in the promo, big, strong pocket presence. And I don't know who he's talking about. I don't know what he's talking about. And it doesn't matter to me what he's talking about. But I just love that our promos are Stugatz is a liar. And everyone else's promos are big, strong pocket presence. And that is what they frame as, like, you need to listen to this show. Because if you listen to this show, what you're going to get is big, strong pocket presence. Because if you listen to that, and if you don't have enough big, strong pocket presence in your life, ESPN Radio 6 to 10 is giving you 4 hours of big, strong pocket presence.
That's why I listen to that show. I mean, I love it.
Well, actually, you listen to that show so you don't have to watch sports, and you can listen on the way in so you're somewhat informed coming in on what the 5 topics of the day are.
That, too. Giving away my secrets. I also heard a promo. You'll laugh at this. It was promoting the entire lineup. So it is Keyshawn, Zubin, Jay Will.
And big, strong pocket presence.
They are playing sound like Keyshawn giving big opinions. And then they go to Greeny. He's giving big opinions.
Opinions.
And it's his voice. And then they go to Max, and it's his voice. And they go to Shanae and Golic Jr., and it's both of them giving hot takes. And then they get to our show. It's neither of us. It is Tim Kirchin and his take on the baseball season.
That's great. Fair, though. He's
totally
informed.
Fair, yeah.
I just want you guys who and women who are listening to me right now, I want you to marinate in the idea that there is an entire revenue stream construct of people giving you their opinion. Which is something I just generally avoid walking around in the streets. Like, I don't want to hear anybody's opinions about anything. Not just now, because we've all got masks on. Like, I'm not interested in what you've got, what you think about X, Y, and Z. Like, I'm interested in what my friends or people that whose opinions I respect.
Right.
But, like, in terms of just hearing someone's opinions, I want you to just sort of let it sit there. The idea that all of these microphones have a lot of money around them, and most of them are giving you big, strong pocket presents.
Well, I'm happy you have all the answers, Dan. Some of us need to be told what to think by Zubin Mahenty.
That's good that you've got a helpful guide.
I'll admit what I don't know. I need help forming some of my football opinions. I seek out the Mina Kimes show featuring Lenny, but good for you. You got it all figured out, my man.
The morning show has a big pocket presence. Our show has a big hot pocket presence.
Yeah.
How do you think, Mike Ryan, how do you think that I got...
Oh, wow.
Really?
What was that? Come on.
Frisky, I don't know what's going on today.
He
I mean,
just wants to talk about his fantasy team and his mom dying and sad Thanksgiving, and he's ruining everything around here today.
He's filling the void, Dan. I mean.
But in the event that you were wondering, well, how did he become such a know-it-all? Now you know. Now you know. I'm not interested in your opinion. Listen to me, America.
You just actually made a good promo.
Yes. Can we cut that up and put it next to Big Strong Pocket Presents? Put it next to...
I don't care what you think.
I don't care what you think about anything. The Dan Levitard Show with Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
It's Stugatz's favorite time of the day. Time.
I'm just saying that we have an entire revenue stream. It's not just here. It's a giant industry of people just giving you their opinions, which you could... Just go to Twitter, and there are plenty of opinions there. It's just a trough. There's the dumpster fires, and there, you know, every once in a while you get your eyebrows singed, and you'll come down with an illness that'll last for a month and depression.
But yes. Sometimes you'll find out useful information, like today is Bryan Adams' birthday.
Occasionally, it's not worth it though. It really isn't.
Stugatz, tell the people about ZipRecruiter.
Businesses have had to be flexible this year. How old is Bryan
Adams? I'll find out for you right now.
Okay. From working remotely to pivoting their business models for long-term survival and growth, like some consumer packaged good companies have shifted to focus more on surface cleaners or personal hygiene products.
61.
Still getting it done, right?
Still is getting it done.
Nice.
Wait, that's ambiguous.
I don't know.
That is so tepid.
I don't know what he's getting on.
I mean, he's still putting out music.
Oh, last album he turned down.
Did you mean music, or did you just mean breathing? Still getting it done is about as tepid a comment as you can make. Ignorant.
I've been waiting for 3 years for him to make up a concert that was canceled due to a name storm. He needs to get back down here.
Dan Levitard.
No, it's not any big deal. Nothing we talk about is a big deal. Like we've constructed an entire career out of nothing.
Stugatz.
Why are you wearing one dress shoe?
That one's a little tight on me. That shoe. The right shoe is a little tight on me.
My hands smell like cheese because I just picked it up.
This is the Dan Levitard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
So good, Mike. Still getting it done. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. News from the Dan Levitard Show Nation. Someone has just hit us up on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. Steve Creel at Scuba7413 points out, I am 41 years old and my Detroit Lions have one playoff win. Jet fans are living high on the hog. All right.
What does it mean to live high on the hog?
I don't know.
I know what it means. Is it because in those times people didn't have a lot of pigs, that the poor didn't have pigs or access to that kind of meat? Is that why someone is living high on the hog?
I am checking into it right now. It's very important.
We're not making any more power ballads.
Put it on the poll, please, Tony. Are we making any more power ballads? And also add to that, do you miss power ballads?
Oh, I do.
It's a lost art.
Bill Lawrence going to join us at 11 o'clock Eastern today. Ross Tucker is saying that any team with a bad quarterback situation should be allowed in the NFL to flex Ryan Fitzpatrick to just...
I love that.
To just use him like... I know Roy's excited about Ryan Fitzpatrick. I don't know why. Is it because he was wearing short shorts at practice yesterday? That was funny, seeing him run around. He has trimmed the beard, but he was wearing uncomfortably short shorts.
I'm actually worried about him because he trimmed that beard. I think something's up.
Worried about him? Something's up as he lost his job.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's depressed, so he decided to make a change. It's a midlife crisis now.
Yeah, he's about that age. And again, he was wearing incredibly tight short shorts. It was uncomfortable, not just for him, but for everybody. Mike Ryan, because he's talking so much today, mentioned during one of the breaks, Stugatz, and I wonder how much of this is true for the audience in general. You have been denied now for about a year the movie theater experience, largely.
Yeah.
This pandemic has changed the way a whole lot of people do business, a whole lot of people are learning that they've been doing things inefficiently. And while the movie theater historically has been a fun place to just get out of the house and go do something different, the way that streaming and just content on demand has changed so quickly that the movie industry and the movie theater industry must change with it. And Mike Ryan said he is, as a moral stand, not paying $19.99 for a movie yet, even though there are some movies that are coming out. And the new thing is, well, we can't open in theaters, so let's go grab some money by just putting this on demand and making the price three times, four times, five times what you would normally pay for an average rental.
You get the early release. It says still in theaters. Like, I've fallen for that. I will not fall for it again. Mike is right. I'll wait.
You will wait until it's $3.99. You will just wait it out until you've got so much content that you will wait it out. Because if I want to see something, I'm going to make the rationalization of, wait, if I went to the theater, it would cost me more than this. If I went to the theater with people, it would cost me more than this. I'm watching it in my bed. It's $20. I rationalize it to myself. I don't want to pay $20 for a rental, but if I want to see it, I'm not going to deny myself seeing it because it's $19.99.
I understand that. I was kind of done going to movie theaters before the pandemic, so it's not a big deal to me that we can no longer, or I should say we can no longer go there, but it's kind of been suspended. The allure is not what it used to be. So I was already there, Dan. I'm not going to pay $20 for a movie when I have so many shows to catch up on. There's so much stuff out there, and there are so many sports on that I will just wait until it gets down to $2.99, $3, something.
Especially
like that.
Since it's not like the old days. It'll find itself for free on a streaming platform inside a year. I actually still enjoy the theater-going experience. So why am I going to have a diluted experience for a not-so-diluted price?
Chris, you are you calling? Are you saying that Stugatz is lying here?
I'm just saying that I think $20. Stugatz is living that good life. If his wife comes up with a movie on Friday night, he's just going to be like, "All right, order it." After what he just said, I don't really think that's true.
Oh, I can't control if my wife orders the movie. I'm telling you, if it's a movie I want to see, I will wait until it gets down. Chris, I am still trying to watch and finish Breaking Bad. Seriously.
So Dan, here's the thing about the movies, right? You can sit and have an entire large popcorn and not be judged for it, but you know, if you watch the movie at home and you eat the entire bag of popcorn at your house, there's something there that you just don't feel right about.
Roy, why did your head just drop sadly into your hands? Are you disgusted? What are you doing?
Because about 6 years ago, I let Stugatz borrow my Breaking Bad DVDs for which he lost.
Yeah. That's why I haven't gotten through them yet.
Wait a minute. Wait, what happened? You let him.
DVDs!
You let him borrow.
That's how long ago he lent them to him.
He gave me the box set, and I have the box, just the set's missing.
I mean, this is one of the least surprising things in the history of surprises. It's the opposite of Mike Tomlin's inability to be surprised. Like, you are the worst. So someone lent you something that was valuable to them. Yes, but I'm speaking more generically just so that people can consume the fact that you are a bleephole.
Thank you.
I came very close.
I'm glad
there.
That you thought about it. What came out was still an insult, though, which is...
Remember Cranston was here? I had him sign those, Roy, and I sold them on eBay.
It still landed, Dan, if that's what you were worried about.
I want to talk, though. I'm going to talk here in our next segment with someone
great
who knows... coming up next, talking...